This is Fresh Air. It was big news last January when Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney scrapped plans for the A-12 Avenger, an ultra-high-tech stealth fighter. Cheney's reasons? Design problems and huge cost overruns. With its $93 billion price tag, the A-12 was the largest procurement project ever to be canceled by the Pentagon. Now Cheney has given the Navy approval to start the project again, but under a new name, the AX. The A-12 was funded under the Pentagon's top-secret budget known as the Black Budget. This budget is so secret, it's not subject to congressional oversight. In fact, critics say projects funded under the Black Budget have no accountability. The AX is also shrouded in the secrecy of this Black Budget. Tim Weiner won a Pulitzer Prize for his Philadelphia Inquirer series investigating the Black Budget. He's also the author of a book about it called Blank Check. We phoned Weiner at the Philadelphia Inquirer's Washington Bureau and asked him what the difference is between the proposed AX and the abandoned A-12.
A Navy commander I talked to said, well, we just threw it in the dryer and shrunk it a little bit. It'll be slightly less secret, perhaps just as costly, perhaps a little less stealthy, a little less elaborate.
Let me just get you to describe what kind of airplane this is.
Well, it's hard to say exactly because of the secrecy surrounding the program, but it was going to be a kind of a triangular wedge shape, an attack aircraft that would have been based on aircraft carriers and would have replaced the A-6, the mission of which was largely to destroy fixed targets and tanks in the Iraq War. It's going to be a very expensive, maybe $165 million a copy version of a $20 million existing plane.
The A-12 was part of the Black Budget, the secret budget, which means what?
Well, that means its costs and for a long time its existence were classified above top secret and hidden from the normal kind of oversight that Congress intends to impose on Pentagon spending.
Now, Dick Cheney said that the secrecy behind the building of this weapon kept information from him. Does the Secretary of Defense not have access to information in the Black Budget?
Well, what happened, this is what Cheney's own investigators, his inspectors general, told him. What happened was that the secrecy surrounding the program was allowed to overwhelm the normal channels by which bad news is supposed to filter up the chain of command. When people came in from outside and tried to take notes about problems in the program, General Dynamics and McDonnell Douglas confiscated the notes. When people tried to report that there were billion-dollar cost overruns on the first $2 billion of spending on this program, their remarks were classified and did not filter up, did not percolate up. Secrecy was allowed to overwhelm the normal kind of accountability that we want in government spending.
Now, the A-12 was contracted to General Dynamics Corporation and McDonnell Douglas. It looks like there's a possibility that the new AX will go to the same two contractors.
They have the inside track, and as Bob Costello, who used to be the procurement czar in the Pentagon, the man in charge of buying weapons, told me in an interview, who else is there? Nobody else can compete. There's a very small number of military contractors capable of undertaking these programs. And there was a real question a while back that if the Pentagon had enforced its claims against these companies, the Pentagon says they never delivered on $1.3 billion worth of work, that they might force the companies into bankruptcy reorganization. But these are, in the Pentagon's eyes, in the Navy's eyes, the best qualified, the best equipped companies to do it, even though their work on the A-12 is now under criminal investigation.
Well, weren't they accused of having secret cost overruns in the A-12?
In effect, yes, cost overruns that became part of the classified information on the plane.
So it's a strange situation to go back to the same people who were responsible for some of the problems in the first place.
Well, this may or may not happen, but folks I talk to in the Navy say that those companies do have the inside track.
Now, what happens to all the money and all the progress that was made on the A-12? The A-12 was scrapped. Now they're building a new plane that's basically the same plane, but it has a different name. Can they use anything that went into the production of the now-defunct A-12 to make the now-proposed AX?
Concepts, yes. But essentially, we lost $3 billion to a system of excessive secrecy.
But there's no way of rescuing any of that since they're trying...
Well, there is litigation looming over who owns the work product. There's litigation looming over recovering the costs. But basically, they're going to have to go back to the drawing board on this one.
My guest is Tim Weiner. He's a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer and author of a book on the Pentagon's secret budget called Blank Check. More after a short break. This is Fresh Air. Tim Weiner is my guest. Tim, you've been writing about the American Defense Department and our weapon systems for some time. During the war, you were able to see how some of these weapons performed, and that made them something less than abstractions, really. What surprised you most in watching how these weapons did?
Well, I think that the thing that surprised me the most was the tremendous array of force that the United States was able to bring to bear against Iraq. As Colin Powell said, I've got all the tools in my toolbox ready, and I brought them to the party, as he put it. The use of things that were really not acknowledged to be in the American arsenal, like fuel-air explosives, was astonishing. Great precision that was advertised by these weapons, I think, still remains to be confirmed. I think that we probably missed more targets than we hit, but we brought such an awesome amount of firepower to bear. Blowing up in 7 weeks, 50% more tonnage and bombs than we did during the 7-year bombing campaign in Vietnam. It was an absolutely stunning display of force.
Were there any conclusions you were able to make in watching the weapons perform about different eras of spending and development in the Pentagon?
Well, I think it is a myth that the tremendous triumph of American weapons technology in the Gulf War was a direct result of the spending buildup of the 1980s. To the contrary, the weapon systems that performed best, the F-117A stealth fighter, the Tomahawk cruise missiles, tank-killing Warthog A-10 jets, were all built and funded in the 60s and 70s. And it is the weapon systems that are the great, significant military programs of the 1980s, such as the B-2 stealth bomber, the A-12 attack jet we've been talking about, and many, many others, weren't in theater. They've barely come off the drawing board. So, for example, the B-2, despite $30 billion spent to date, exists as a theoretical plane at this point. Two have been built, and they remain untested. So I think the one of the lessons that we've learned is that our conventional strength is awesome and can be brought to bear against any enemy on this planet. But the extraordinary high-technology weapon systems like the stealth bomber, the Navy's stealth fighter, and many, many other systems that were developed in the 80s to fight the Soviet Union have served only to drain the treasury and cannot be fielded because the technological and financial challenges they pose have not been solved.
Did the weapons that performed best for us during the Gulf War, were they built under the secrecy provided by the black budget?
With one exception, and that is the F-117A stealth fighter, no, all of them were built openly.
Why is that? Was it before the black budget was created?
No, the black budget's been around ever since the Cold War began in the late 1940s. It is simply that the number of weapons programs and the cost of those weapons programs built under the black budget simply exploded under the Reagan administration. And most of the weapons we fielded in the theater of war out there were created, funded, built in the 1970s.
So what are you watching most closely now in terms of the impact of the war on the future of American weapon systems?
Well, we are caught, if you'll pardon this terrible overused pun, between Iraq and a hard place. We have to get defense spending down in this country. The defense secretary says so. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Colin Powell, says so. And we don't know how to do it intelligently. We're going to have to make choices between cutting major weapons programs like the B-2, choices that will throw thousands of people out of work in the defense industry, or throwing tens of thousands, perhaps 100,000 or more, soldiers out of work. The alternative, which is allowing the defense budget to grow, is that we spend ourselves into weakness. It is a terrible dilemma. It seems incongruous to talk about it in these terms after such a smashing victory. But that is what lies ahead of us, and no one seems to know how to do this.
Well, Tim Weiner, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Terry.
Tim Weiner is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the author of Blank Check, about the Pentagon's secret budget. This is Fresh Air.